This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Haere mai, ko hana toko inga, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Now, Hamilton Arts Festival Toyota Ki Kirikiri Roa is here, and my look into some of the best of the fest continues as I welcome someone from another show that's being staged as part of the festival. So today I'm pleased to welcome a guest from the Beyond section to TTT. I hope I've got Austin from Coro. Yes, like the soap opera, joining me on the phone today to give me an insight into the 60-minute comedic kind of ode to the iconic Coronation Street. Kia ora, Austin. Are you there, mate?
Kia ora, Hannah. Sure am. And as a special surprise, Nina's here too.
I love a bonus appearance on That's The Ticket. There's nothing like live radio to be told 5 minutes before you're going on air that you've got a bonus guest. But welcome to both of you. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
You may have heard me refer to the Beyond section of That's The Ticket. Mm-hmm. And essentially, we're a local arts show, but you guys are currently in Wellington right now, right?
Yes, indeed. We are Wellington-based artists, although actually originally from Christchurch, so even further beyond. but we are, yes, stoked. It's our first time coming to the Hamilton Arts Festival. Not our first time performing in Hamilton, but delighted to be coming up for what everyone tells us is the best festival in the country.
It's a pretty good fest, I would say, and it's nice of you to make the trip. How's the weather down there today in Wellington, though? Because you know you can't beat it on a good day. Hey.
It's actually gorgeous, so I'm glad that you said it.
I mean, I'm glad I said it, because honestly, it's the joke that no one asks for, but in my regular life as a person, I make that joke often, and you guys are actually giving me a really good opportunity, so thank you for the time. It means a lot.
It is actually 80% of what anyone says down here in the capital. 9 and 10 a.m. is just for going, oh, I can't beat it on a good day, eh?
Legit. And you can't beat Kirikiri Roa Hamilton on a good day. And I don't want to jinx it, but this weekend's looking like some good days to go and catch Coro. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, I bloomin' hope so, because we are, of course, performing in the beautiful gardens, but that does mean we are at the whim of the elements.
Mm. But, I mean, there's something fun about performing outside, but I've already, digressed. I think maybe I should take a step back and we should talk more about the show before we get into the elements. That's on me, because I love just darting around the show, especially when I've got, guests from the Beyond section. There's a lot of ground to cover and you know I'm there for it. But if we circle back to Coro, so, I've done, the bare minimum of research, so I have read your blurb in the festival program, shot me. And so you guys are coming to Hamilton from off the back of some sold-out shows at a little fringe festival down in Edinburgh, right?
Yeah, just the small, the biggest, fringe festival in the whole world. Just a little one. But, yeah, no, we did a full month of performances every single day over in Edinburgh, and it was so well received that we're like, by God, we've got to do it again.
Yeah, we actually made the show. We made the show specifically to take it to the UK and do the Edinburgh Fringe, and then we had such a good time doing it that we decided we should better tour it back at home as well.
Yeah.
Could I just say that it is, the biggest swing of all time to be like, we're from New Zealand, we're going to make, a comedic reboot of the iconic, UK-based TV show Coronation Street, and then we're going to take it to, Europe. It's just this, it's a big swing, team.
Well, I'm glad that it paid off for us, but I also guess if we made it New Zealand-specific and about Shortland Street instead, not many people in the UK would come or know what it was.
Yeah.
One of those things where it sounded like a great marketing hook, and then we sort of went, oh, no, now we have to actually do it.
Yeah, and I mean, you did it. As you said, like, you did like a whole month of Edinburgh Fringe, and like, I guess obviously we're not sick of it because you're still doing it. And had it been performed elsewhere in New Zealand, or is this like the New Zealand premiere?
We did some developments last year. We didn't want to run in cold at the World's Biggest Arts Festival. So we did a season of it here in Pōneke and down in Christchurch. And then we actually did a one-off show in Hamilton as part of... Hamilton Black Box actually hosted the like National Theatre Fest, which is the national festival of for AmDram and community theatre and stuff.
Yeah.
And they hosted us to do a one-off performance for them in Kirikiriroa last year, which was awesome. And we were able to invite the Arts Fest team to come along and have a look at the show, and they obviously liked it because they decided to program us.
Oh, I love that origin story team. Gosh, you guys are good value. Thank you. No, but so the premise of the show, it's essentially like a few episodes of Coro, right?
Yeah, well, it's us trying to cram an entire season into a 55, 60-minute show. So we do five whole episodes, and there's something like 43 scenes that we have to remember in order, which is very fun because we're also playing multiple characters at once. I think we've got 9 characters overall that we're like swapping wigs in between. So it's a lot to cram in there, but it's really good.
And it's just the two of you, right?
Yeah, no, just the two of us. So loads of multi-rolling and that kind of fun stuff, which kind of brings the chaos and the fringe element to it as well. I think people enjoy watching us struggle between all of the different characters.
There's particularly, there's a couple of scenes there where we have, I think, 6 characters on stage simultaneously. So we're both swapping between like 3 characters each, trying to remember who's where and what's going on. And that's definitely a big part of the show, is like you get to see us trying to perform a whole season of Coro in the Hour. It's not just a season of Coro in the Hour.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, break a leg. And for listeners who think I'm threatening my guests, I'm not. It's theatre speak. I can say it because I'm in a radio station right now. So it means good luck. But the superstition is you don't say good luck, which is why I'm threatening my guests. Full circle with that joke. But, yeah, okay, so it's a bit of a to-do. That's on you guys again for, like, deciding to do this. I mean, where did this idea even, like, come about?
Yeah, well, we were up in Auckland doing a season of a different show, and during a pack-in, which is where we get everything into the theatre, I bashed myself in the face with a bed leg.
As you do.
Which then meant half of my skin was flopping off, and we had to go to A&E.
Classic.
In Auckland. And just classic. And whilst we were there for 6 hours, wouldn't you know it, Coronation Street was playing on the television overhead. And we just started riffing and creating our own plot lines and remembering what were the most iconic parts of soaps. And then at one point we kind of looked at each other and thought, this could be a show. and that's where we started it.
Wow. Okay, you got, again, delivering with the origin stories team. But, okay, so that kind of leads into my next question. Like, obviously it was the Coronation Street in A&E that kind of inspired this whole thing, but in the creation of the show, did you watch more Coronation Street to, like, for research purposes, I guess?
Oh, yeah. Yes, heaps. Yeah, because Coro is the longest-running soap opera in the world. Mm. It started in 1960, and it's been running continuously for almost 66 years. So we watched, like, we found us in the depths of the internet the very first episode from back in 1960 in black and white, filmed in one room, and then tried to kind of just watch, like, the major plot lines and the iconic characters right through the history of the show. And in our version of the show, you will see, for those who are fans of the show, and especially those who've been fans for a while, will see characters that seem familiar. So we have nods to Rita and nods to Norris Cole and Ken Barlow and Gail Platt. We have our versions of those kind of iconic characters in the show.
Okay, I am so stoked that every character you just listed I am familiar with. I grew up in a Coronation Street household. Kia ora mum, kia ora Uncle Rick. You know who you are and you know why I'm saying hello. But no, my dear mum still watches Coro to this day.
Yeah, we've got like loads of jokes that are for people who are just avid fans of the show, and it's quite sweet that we get people come up afterwards who are quite thrilled to see a comedic reboot of a show that can sometimes just be a bit depressing, really, or very real life or murdery. So it's quite fun that they get an uplifting version of it, but they love all the little in-jokes and all the specifics and references.
I do have to ask, has anyone inspired by Tracy Barlow made it onto the show?
No, we don't have a Tracy Barlow specifically.
We have a Deirdre.
Yes.
We have...
Who is actually quite Tracy Barlow-esque.
Okay.
She appears only sort of down the phone talking to another character, and she is voiced by Kazoo.
Okay, all right. Crikey, I'm really getting a vivid picture of what audiences are in for. And so you guys are... Well, the show is on as part of the Hamilton Arts Festival, which is running right now at Hamilton Gardens as the primary venue, and there's some other venues. You guys are at the Gardens. You're in the Medici Court, and you've got a 6 p.m. show on the 27th and then a 3:30 p.m. show on the 28th of Feb, correct?
That is right there, yes. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I should have said this at the top of the show. I always tell my guests that I have their show dates and times written down, because often I have the joy of talking to people when they're in, like, the worst time. It's like the week leading up to the show, or it's days away and everyone's, like, focusing on what they've got to do, and then I'm sitting here being like, I'm here for a chat and I like talking about dates. But
well, we are in the midst of the New Zealand Fringe Festival down here in Pōneke, so you would be correct on that.
Oh, crikey. Are you doing this show or different show?
Both, actually. We're doing Coro here as a one-off tomorrow night, and then we've got a different show on Thursday night, and then we drive up Friday and straight into opening. So it's a hectic week for us.
Guys, like, safe space, but is it a bit much? Where are we at right now?
No, it's not, because we love... Well, I'll only speak for me, but I love it. I love this time of year. It's always chaotic during February, March, when kind of all the festivals are going on simultaneously. But it's such a joy to be able to do this. Like, I do this full-time. I'm a full-time performer and producer. Mm. And so this time of year, it really feels like you are earning your crust. And that's actually a great feeling, and I feel very lucky.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm so glad I got to be a part of it. Now, this is the pleasure of being like an arts radio show host here in Hamilton, is I get to chat to people, and it's like at the start of, you know, the episode or whatever, I'm like, oh, I don't know what this is, I'll just have a chat. And then right now it took you guys 15 minutes for me to be fully invested, and now I feel like I'm part of the team.
you are, Hannah, you are.
Yeah, so please put me in the program if that exists.
We will. You can be a creative consultant.
Thank you. I will also take dramaturg. Whatever's good and going. But if you're listening and you're like, hey, listening to Hannah and the team talk about it isn't enough, you can find out more and tickets to Coro at Hamilton Gardens this weekend at Hamilton Arts Festival. .co.nz.
Yeah, and let me say, Friday night is selling pretty well, pretty limited seats left.
Okay.
Plenty of tickets left for Saturday. So if you got nothing on Saturday afternoon, come on down to the garden and have a laugh with us.
Yeah, instead of sitting at home and watching the Coronation Street omnibus on TV One, go down and watch it live, guys. I don't even know if they still do that, like where they just replay all the episodes you missed for the week.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, okay, you guys would know. And so, actually, circling back to Coro, so do you guys, in the research phase of this, you know, you mentioned that you watched heaps of Coro. Are you now addicted to Coronation Street?
I wish I was. But my research, my main takeaway, I watched like 8 hours in a row one day.
Oh, no.
And I just came out and I felt depressed.
Yeah. That's a lot.
The storylines, I'm very sad. And so that's why I think there's so much joy in making our version of Coro, as it's a bit more farcical and everyone has a happy ending. And I think it's the Coronation Street that I wish that I could watch.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, like, the beauty of Coro and the reason that people love it is that it's meant to be, and I think to a large extent is, a representation of, like, working-class life in the north of the UK. And that's a beautiful thing. But also, you know, we are hard-working, working-class peeps, and we pretty much live that a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I have to say, I also didn't find myself addicted to Coro afterwards. But, you know, but check in and out and see what's happening on the show for sure.
Yeah, see what's happening down. Is it Weatherford? Is that the name of the suburb that they live in?
I actually, you've stumped me there.
Oh, it's all good. This is my goal is to just, you know, make my guests feel vaguely uncomfortable when I ask them a question they don't know the answer to. No, I'm kidding.
It is Weatherfield.
Weatherfield. Okay, I thought it was Weatherford, but okay. Well, everyone's learned something today, so shot team. And I wouldn't be the cheeky radio host that I am if I didn't. I know that, you know, we're here talking about Coro, but I just, you guys mentioned that you're doing another show at the moment, and, you know, I just had to ask what that one is.
Oh, we're doing so many at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
The one later this week is called Triple Threat, where we produce a comedy lineup where we have extended sets with stand-up. So it's like 15 minutes. And you really get to sink your teeth into it.
It's called Triple Threat because it's three comics. So, like, rather than, like, a big open mic where you might see 15 or 20 different people, we just pick three of the best peeps around Wellington at the time, and we put them on a lineup and give them a bit longer. So we run that kind of monthly here, and that's our Fringe special on Thursday.
Oh, nice. I don't think I'll be able to make it, but I really appreciate the invite to come and be.
Where's the commitment? Come on.
Okay, and then anything else you guys want to plug while I've got you? Might as well. It's an arts podcast, so might as well talk about some arts.
We've got a few. Well, we'll be coming around all of Aotearoa later this year with Coronation Coro, which is our Coronation Street parody show. So we're going to Auckland, Waiheke, Hawke's Bay, South Canterbury. If you're in Ash Vegas, hit it up, as well as Dunedin Fringe Festival.
Yeah, Hamilton's, like, kind of getting it first. And then, we're doing, in March we'll be in Dunedin, in April we'll be in Hawke's Bay, and then later on in June we'll be in Auckland. So if you've got any listeners who float around in Tāmaki, then keep an eye out for that as well.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're listening and you're like, I can't make it this weekend, you heard it here first that they're going up to Tāmaki Makaurau, so might as well get amongst it. And do you guys, I mean, I feel like this is a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Obviously, you guys took this to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, but have you done much other touring, or is this like your first New Zealand tour?
No, we've been, I spend a third of my year on tour, often around the same. We've been touring artists for like three or more years.
I did my first national tour in 2020, the solo show back then. So we've been touring New Zealand for a while, and we've also done a bit of Australian touring as well. We've done the Adelaide Fringe and the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah, just about to do Melbourne Fringe later this year.
Yeah. So, we're touring all the time, always looking for new audiences and an excuse for a paid holiday.
Yeah. No, well reasoned. And I guess, have you had a favourite place that you've toured to? And you do have to say Hamilton, but I will take other options as well. But we know that you immediately said Hamilton out the gate. Just let the record show.
Well, obviously, my favourite place would be Hamilton.
Thank you.
But if I had to choose a second favourite, I'd say that any time that I spent in Adelaide during Adelaide Fringe, apart from it being 43 degrees during the day when we were performing, and at night at 9:45 p.m. in our swan dries and wool socks, it was still 38 degrees and we were sweating horrifically.
Oh, no, I'm done.
It's really fun. There's nothing quite like Adelaide Fringe Festival, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, Adelaide's pretty amazing. It's obviously, it's nothing on Hamilton.
Thank you.
Is still my favourite. But I think actually it's kind of an underdog of the fringes, but it's really become a regular slot in my year is coming down for Dunedin Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's such an awesome, like, they're in a beautiful spot where they've got enough work in the Dunedin Fringe that it's a really humming big festival vibe, but it's still small enough that you kind of get to know all the other artists and you can see a pretty big chunk of the program and you can all meet each other. It's got a great community feel to it, whereas like even the Wellington Fringe has kind of got big enough now that there are whole chunks of the Fringe who don't really interact with each other at all. So I love the Dunedin Fringe, and I really recommend, like, if you're in Dunedin in March, check out the Fringe Festival because it rocks.
I never expected to pull this flex, but in my youth, I actually was in a show in the Dunedin Fringe.
No, okay.
How do I say this? It was like a Scottish reenactment of like the story of Bonnie Prince Charlie and stuff like that, and it was a family affair. I'm not doing it justice. I was young. It was like over 10 years ago, and yeah, we went to Dunedin and we did this, and then I remember one of the best shows I ever saw like spontaneously was this little like steampunky kind of sideshow fringe show. And we just like 5 minutes before it started decided to go watch it, and I've never laughed so much in my life. It was iconic.
Love that. That's the best thing about the Fringe is sometimes you just stumble into something you know nothing about and it ends up being, you know, the best hour of your life. It's such a great thing.
And I mean, I think that's festivals, and I think that's something that Hamilton Arts Festival does really well, because the way festival is set up. Have you guys ever been to that festival before?
No, this is going to be a first time for me.
I was meant to perform a completely different show, a solo show of mine, when it was the Gardens Festival. And I think it was 2021. I was programmed and I was chatting to Jeff, and then they had to cancel the festival because of kind of COVID and funding and stuff. So I've been trying to get to the Hamilton Arts Fest for several years now.
Yeah.
So stoked that we finally lined it up and managed to make it happen, because I've only ever heard great things, and I'm really stoked to be a part of it finally.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're stoked to have you, because now apparently I work for Hamilton Arts Festival, Toyota, Kirikirikirua. But no, I think what the festival does really well is it facilitates that opportunity to just kind of stumble across something and have a great time.
And I totally agree, actually. And like, it's something that Jeff, I think, does really well, is that he's really willing to take a punt on some acts that have been doing the fringe circuit for a while. This is our first, like, quote unquote, major arts festival. And quite often it is actually the Hamilton Arts Fest that gives people their first kind of step up to that next layer of festivals. And they have a reputation for that. So Hamilton's really lucky. You often are getting to see really cool emerging artists before they kind of hit the mainstream circuit, which is pretty awesome.
No, 100%. That's definitely, I think a couple of weeks ago I had Nick from the Haftok team on That's the Ticket, and we were talking about it. And it's always great because, yeah, just like you said, that opportunity to like step it up. So sometimes we have works that had premiered like locally, and then they'll get workshopped and then they'll return for the festival, or they'll go and do a tour and then they'll do the victory lap and come back for the festival. And it's just a really great environment for that. So I'm, you know, good things take time, and I'm glad that your guys' time has come.
Thanks, Hannah. That's really kind.
Oh, any time. But time's ticking away on the show here, so I will let you go in a minute. But you were kind enough to like bring a song to the show, which I appreciate, because it means like less mahi for me. Imagine having to pick your own music on your own radio, the audacity. But you've suggested a song by the Isley Brothers called Shout, and I want to ask why.
So this is our, like, the pre-show playlist that we have for this show is all songs that were in the charts when the first episode of Coro aired in 1960.
Okay.
So Shout is one of those ones, and it's the one we always play at first, and it's kind of our little, like, get ourselves jazzed up and pumped up as the audience is about to come in song. So we thought it would be a good pick to play on the show.
I mean, I think it's good because it'll get the audience who are listening to us right now pumped up for when I come back and it's just me by myself talking about other upcoming events. But I really do want to thank you guys so much for taking the time to have a chat. It's always great having guests in from the Beyond section. And, yeah, it's just been great. I feel like, you know, we've got something good going here. So if you ever want to chat, I'm always here. And you're always welcome in Hamilton.
I go down sick. You're up, Hannah.
Oh, I'm up. All right. You said it on That's the Ticket, so it has to happen, team. But, yeah, I wish you all the best for the fest. And I guess this one's for you, eh? That's probably a good way to segue into the track.
Yeah, thank you so much, Hannah.
No worries.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, say, come on.
Say.
Welcome back to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney. That was Shout by the Isley Brothers, and a pretty good shout, I would say, with a song choice there. Brought to the show by the crew from Koro, which is coming up at Hamilton Arts Festival Toyoraki Kirikiriroa this weekend. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we were doing things a bit differently this week because I had my guest from the Beyond section down in Wellington, and I've let them go now, so you're stuck with me for the remainder of the show. But don't worry, I'm still going to do my favourite fan segments, which is upcoming events and, of course, the all-important Rick's Pick. Couldn't forget that one. But just want to reiterate again that Koro is running in the Medici Court on the 27th of February at 6 p.m. and at 3:30 p.m. on the 28th of February. More info and tickets at hamiltonartsfestival.co.nz. And if you haven't checked out the festival, now's the time, guys. We're in week two. You've still got time. Get amongst it. And I guess I might as well jump into some more upcoming events. Spoiler alert, they are going to be Hamilton Arts Festival Toyoraki Kirikiriroa related. So, the iconic Summer Shakespeare, I had a couple of casts from that on That's the Ticket last week. So, Much Ado About Nothing is back on the 1st of March with the classic 5 a.m. performance in Rogers Rose Garden at the Hamilton Gardens. Then there are also an array of different performances in the Hamilton CBD, Cambridge, Te Awamutu and Te Aroha in March. So I would say I could list them all. I did list them all last week, but I reckon pop on to Facebook and look at the Waikato Summer Shakespeare 2026 Facebook page and they list all the shows. But across the board, entry is koha and more info is available, as I say, at the Waikato Summer Shakespeare 2026 Facebook page. Now, as mentioned, Hamilton Arts Festival is running right now. You've got until the 1st of March to get amongst it. More info on tickets are at hamartsfestival.co.nz. I can't stress that one enough. And then over at the Meteor, the Movies at the Meteor series is kicking off this week. So it's starting on the 25th of February and running until the 28th of February. They're showing an array of films, quite a range, pretty good selection actually. And this includes Sione's Wedding and Eagle vs. Shark, Shrek, Rocky Horror Picture Show, and the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy. Yes, you heard that correctly. They are doing every single Lord of the Rings film. More info and tickets are available now at themeteor.co.nz. And I also want to take a minute to shout out the Meteor team. If you don't follow the Meteor on Facebook and Instagram, consider this the time to do it because they've been putting out some incredible promotional content for these movies at the Meteor events. And if you want, you know, to add a bit more pep in your step and have a cheeky laugh, highly recommend checking out those reels. And then friend of the show, Hamilton Playbox are presenting Unnecessary Farce at Rivoli Theatre running from the 13th to 28th of March. More info on tickets for that one can be found at iTicket. And I may or may not be catching up with a couple of casts from that one in the not-so-distant future. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. As I always like to say, I'm not the definitive guide to all the cool creative stuff coming up in Kirikiriroa. Because if I was going to do that, that'd just be my whole hour gone. And yeah, it's a lot more fun having guests on the show. That being said, I am going to break for another song. And seeing as I've been talking to a couple of cast, well, the only cast from the upcoming Hamilton Arts Festival show, Koro, I thought it'd be fitting to play some music from Koro. Now, stay with me. I have a beautiful cover of the theme song of Coronation Street by the London Symphony Orchestra for you. And it might pull at some heartstrings. It might make you feel like you're going home, or it'll be something new. So enjoy this one, and I'll be back with Rick's Pick to end the show today.
Thank you.
That was the London Symphony Orchestra covering the theme song from the iconic Coronation Street. Never thought I'd be saying that on That's the Ticket, but, you know, episode 254 calls for something special, doesn't it? Welcome back to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney. You're listening to Free FM, independent community media. And as I mentioned at the top of the show today, we're doing things a little bit differently. I had some guests in on the phone talking about the upcoming kind of comedy action-packed moment of mundanity. Now I'm reading their blurb. That is Coro, which is coming to Hamilton Arts Festival this weekend with performances at the Medici Court. So that's the 27th and 28th of February. Apparently the 6 p.m. show on the 27th of February is selling pretty quick. So get in there, guys. If you're driving, pull over first and go to hamiltonartsfestival.co.nz. But now we're just kind of wrapping things up with me. And honestly, there's no place I'd rather be, because if you can't tell, I do just love having a good old gas bag about the arts here in Hamilton and beyond. And my goodness, there's a lot to choose from. But it wouldn't be an episode of That's the Ticket if I didn't take a moment and play Rick's Pick. And if you're listening and you're like, what is Rick's Pick? I'm going to tell you. So That's the Ticket started about 5 years ago now. It'll be 6 years this year, in fact. And at the time, my Uncle Rick, who is a great listener of music, great listener of radio, he's like, Hannah, I'm going to give you a list of songs that I like, and every week you can play Rick's Pick. And every week I do, and now I've got this whole thing where no one asks, but I just do it, where I pick a song from the list that relates to the people I'm talking to or what we're talking about. It's like a little English essay. And for Coro, similarly to the cast of Coro's reasoning for why they wanted me to play Shout, because it was a top of the chart song when Coronation Street premiered in 1960, I've gone for Rick's Pick. That's a song from the 60s. It came out in 1960. It's from a band called The Ventures, and it's called Walk, Don't Run, and this is the stereo version. I'd be interested to have a catch up with Uncle Rick on this one, actually, because I think I just wonder where he found it, because 1960 may or may not be a bit before his time. But I think it's got double meaning here, because it's from the year that Coronation Street premiered, but it's also, I guess you could look at it as an instruction in the sense that you should walk, don't run, to Hamilton Arts Festival and to go and see Coro live in the Medici Court. Never thought that'd be happening in Hamilton, but goodness me, I'm happy to be saying it and plugging it here on That's the Ticket. So I guess that's probably it from me. I'll chuck a couple of bangers on, and you can bet I'll be back next week with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, like, take it easy. Support the arts, get along to the festival, and keep up to date on Coro. But Uncle Rick, as always, this one's for you. And I guess this one's a little bit for Mum too. Mā te wā, team. We'll be right back.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.